It's been on since the 10th of December, but I suppose to my shame, I only learnt about it from the Sunday Times lifestyle section this weekend past. I'm talking about the 100 Flavours exhibition at Maker's Landing, this very interesting sounding new space at the V&A waterfront, which I look forward to visiting when I feel it is safer to do that. A presentation of 100 South African flavours, and those flavours were drawn up and put together, I am certain with some degree of consultation, by Anna Trepido, food anthropologist, food writer, exploring taste and identity in Africa. Anna, good afternoon.
Hello, hello.
I would hate to try and locate and decide on 100 flavors which represent South Africa past, present, and perhaps the future. How do you go about it?
Well, I think, first of all, it's important just to say that I didn't do it on my own, that it was done in collaboration with Studio H and with wide consultation. So we bothered absolutely everybody and all kind of sectors of society. And, you know, ultimately, you know, if you're looking for 100 core ingredients, recipes, cooking methods, tastes, cooking equipment, you know, that there are no definitive answers to that, that your 100 core flavors are different from mine, are different from the next person. And really what we are doing is we've put 100 sort of food exhibit-y things up as a way of starting a discussion, you know, that you know, we've looked at all regions in South Africa, all historical time periods, you know, it's very broad. And, you know, some of them will speak to some people and not to others.
Yeah, I have this thing that I hear a phrase and I immediately want to start a music group with the name of that phrase. So my next group is going to be called the Food Exhibit-y Things.
Right. I'm told you're supposed to call it an installation because, like, there's stuff to do that, you know, I'm not all that good at those sorts of things. But it as I understand it, you know, an installation is where you get to have fun in an exhibition. So it's an exhibition where you can taste stuff and you can learn how to say yum and yuck in all South Africa's languages. Oh. And, you know, you can add to the exhibit. So there's space for people to say, you know, what you've left out is my granny's very special, whatever.
Give us a sense, Anna, with a couple of examples of the breadth and diversity of the 100 flavors that were decided upon.
Well, look, I think it's very broad. So just in terms of, you know, because South Africa is so broad, that regionally it's everything from, for instance, my favorite thing this week, and it changes all the time, is that there is a sweetie called Chigugu, which is a Tsonga sweetie that bridegrooms are given at the kind of end of when the Lobola negotiations have been finalized. And it's said to have a love potion in it. But, you know, it would be impossible not to love someone who gave you Chigugu, which is a kind of peanut maize, almost, it's got the taste and texture almost of salted caramel. So it's kind of sweet and salty. So there's everything from Chigugu through to, I don't know, Bura Macy's, those apricots in brandy, and Mopani worms, and Yuritet, and ZCC mountain tea. And, you know, that we've done a whole section on the way that people engage with their gods and food. So there's pickled fish and hot cross buns at Easter, and Baleni sacred salt. And then there's sections on, you know, food and evolution, because, you know, who we are, you know, not just culturally, but literally, physically, anatomically, as human beings, is so rooted in food and in Southern Africa. So from the catching and controlling of fire in the cradle of humanity through to, you know, rock art, those beautiful Drakensberg paintings of honey hunters and termite hunting, and, you know, that beehives and all that rock art in the Drakensberg, and the shellfish middens up the Cape West Coast. And so really it's absurdly ambitious. It's all food in the South African region since human human beings started, and in some cases a bit before.
It sounds absolutely fascinating. I'm going to have to try and go early in the morning before too many other people join me, and I can continue to feel safe. It's been on since the 10th of December. I really wish that I'd known about it earlier, so I could have alerted people to its presence in our city. When does it finish, Anna?
You know, it's on until at least February, the end of January, but probably longer. And, you know, we've got ambitions to take it around the country as well, because obviously, you know, everybody in Johannesburg and Durban is muttering darkly and saying, why is everything good in Cape Town? It's not fair.
Anna Trepido, food anthropologist and food writer, thanks for talking to us.